Good morning and welcome to The Conversation for a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Kind of looking at the forming a coalition of people with very different agendas, yeah?
Different agendas, and you're talking about Mwanalo Bay.
Yeah.
And we last time visited this when there wasn't such a coalition talking about being built, but we're going to talk about that this morning. Now, you know that one of the most environmentally challenged sites of the state runs from Black Point to about Portlock, and that's where the agreement ends among a lot of environmentalists and many in East Honolulu. Finding a way to restore Mauna Loa Bay has prompted anger between some who use the bay commercially or recreationally and some conservation groups, plus the state and federal agencies charged with stopping the degradation. Last week, the group Malama Mauna Loa announced a two-year project to bring stakeholders together to formulate a plan. Fraser McGilvray is the executive director of Malama Mauna Loa, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Beth Ann.
Last time we talked was back in July, when there was a lot of consternation, a lot of anger, and that meeting that was held in Hawaii Kai, where people were just intractable. How did you get them from that point to let's get everybody together to at least look at this with buy-in from all these different organizations?
What we're really looking to do is get a ground-up approach in the Mauna Loa Bay community. And so last week, Malama Mauna Loa, in conjunction with a consortium of partners and partner agencies and partner organizations, launched a project called Umua Mauna Loa. What we're really looking to do is discuss with the community what it is the community actually wants, bring representatives of approximately 30 different community sectors, for want of a better description, together, and start and ask them, you know, what is your vision for the bay? How do we get it to be a better place? And, you know, how do we move towards that jointly in a way that benefits the bay ecologically and benefits everything, everyone in that region economically as well? It has to do both.
That seemed to be what a lot of people were complaining about back in the summer, that there really hadn't been enough opportunities and that it was looking at the NOAA proposal to expand the marine sanctuary, but without a lot of input or discussions of anything else. It was sort of like, we're looking at this only. Moving off of that, were people more willing to settle down and say, okay, we may have different visions, but at least we're willing to work on it? From what you say, that seems to be what the real sticking point was.
That certainly was one of the major sticking points. I think what we saw in the summer, we saw a proposal from a federal agency that was a very top-down approach. And it was statewide. It wasn't just in Mauna Loa Bay, and it was very much that top down. Here's what we plan to do. Tell us what you think. What we're looking to do is very much bring the community together, find out what they actually want in the first place. Start with a blank piece of paper, and then develop a plan for Mauna Loa Bay that will have as much community buy-in as we can possibly get, and then take that to the regulating agencies and saying, this is what the community actually does want. Please enact that to make the bay a better place for everyone.
And on the flip side of this, with the state and federal agencies, are they willing to allow the communities to come up with a plan themselves?
We've been working with the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries and with DLNR, and we have the support of both agencies in this process. So we are going to be working with DLNR and with the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, because Mauna Loa Bay right now is already part of the existing humpback whale sanctuary. So the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries does have a role to play currently.
I mean, they've been involved, since 1997?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been a long time they've been involved. So they have a supporting role to play, as well as DLNR, to just make sure that, you know, that they're involved from the very beginning so that nothing's a surprise to them.
With the various different groups who use the bay for different purposes, as well as the conservation groups who are saying, look, the degradation is going to continue until we have a plan to start to truly arrest it. Is the sensitivity there now that maybe people need to be a little bit more careful even as this plan is being developed and be more concerned about what they're doing or how they're doing? Or is that not on their radar until you get a plan?
I'm not really sure if that's on. I think it's certainly on some people's radar. I mean, some people know that there is a decline in the Bay. And many people recognize that. Many people know that they want the Bay to be a better place, and they're willing to come together to try and figure out how we make that happen. There are some people out there who clearly are, you know, have best business practice in mind, you know, and minimizing ecological impact, etc. And that's what we hope from everybody, obviously. And, you know, if we can bring everyone together in the one place to discuss how we get the Bay to be a better place and in a more healthy state, then that's a good thing for everyone as far as many people are concerned.
What's the plan to bring them together? When's the first meeting?
Well, right now what we're looking for with the Mua Moana Lua is we have a number of community sectors identified, but we don't actually have necessarily those positions filled. And we're looking for the community to come forward, members of the community to say, we'd like to get involved in this. We believe this is the Bay needs to be healed, and we need to, you know, all come together to do that. So anyone who does want to get involved, the best is just get in touch with us. You know, muamonalua.org is our website, and people can find all the information there if they want to get involved and can, you know, feel that they represent that community sector well. Please come and join us. We welcome everyone. This is a 100% transparent process that we hope that the community will really get behind.
It seems a little surprising that you say that you haven't had people sort of come out and say, yes, I'll be this part and I'll be that part and I'll join in the effort, given the rancor that people were expressing in July. Very often people will say very negative things, but they don't necessarily want to work on some of the more positive aspects. Is there a real, you know, sort of, you know, crucial number of people you need to have involved with this from all of those sectors to be able to make this project go forward?
I think the project will go forward, and we really want as many people from all sectors, commercial, from people who use the Bay recreationally, from people who use the Bay commercially, and from people who live on it, walk on it, just drive past it and look at it and, you know, think, oh, that looks nice, but it could be, you know, I hear that there aren't as many fish in there as there could be. We need them to, you know, we need everyone involved as much as possible.
And on the scientific side, to be make sure that whatever it is that you create is going to be based on evidence-based science.
Fundamentally, this has to be based in science.
Yeah. And so what happens on that end as everyone is talking about their feelings toward the Bay and what they'd like to see happen with the Bay?
We have a number of academics and you know, practical science. We need to base this in social science, biological science, and traditional knowledge. Those three things really underpin the knowledge. And we have a bunch of academics who have offered their help and their assistance to actually come and lay the groundwork and say, here's what we know now. Come up with your vision. How do we get from where we are now to what you want it to be to make sure that the Bay is in a healthier state and to make sure that everyone can still enjoy the Bay in many of the same ways that they currently do?
Well, we hope you get a group together soon. We'll be watching.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. Fraser McGilvray is the executive director of Malama Mauna Loa. We'll be right back.